There's a saying that goes, if you need a helping hand, look no further than the bottom of your wrist. I think that means that sometimes the only person you can truly depend on is yourself. In the same token, in order to change, and I mean to truly change, the first step is you believing that you can. So if you don't believe in yourself, then change is impossible. So I guess you better start believing. Welcome to the Edge, folks. Let's get sharp. What is up, good people? Welcome back to the Razor's Edge Podcast. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach, Minister, and Motivational Speaker, Mike Savage. I need y'all to do me a favor this year. I need you to believe in yourself. I know it's very difficult to do sometimes, but we need to do something different this year. We're not going to be insane this year. To get different, you got to do different. So we're going to do different this year. And believe in ourselves. That's what we're doing different this year. If you're like me, then you have a knack for seeing the greatness in others. You can see their potential. You can see their beauty. You can see their skills, talents, abilities. You can see why God chose them. But it's tough to turn that vision around and look at yourself. You can see all the wonderfulness that is them, but none of the amazing that God has put in you. Why? That's a question for my therapist. As your coach, though, I'm going to take you from where you are, not believing in yourself, to where you need to be, believing in yourself. And we might answer that question why, too. But anyway, let's get into it. First, okay, let's take our eyes off of ourselves for a moment, okay? There are steps to this. There's a progression to this, okay? So the steps are this, okay? Number one, we're going to believe that God can do what we can do. That's what we're going to start. The second step is we're going to believe that God can do what we can't do. And then the third step is, and this is the part that I need to get you to, is believing God when he says you can do what you think you can't do. All right. So there's a progression to this. Let's get into it. All right. We're going to go to, of course, the Bible. We're going to talk about the centurion. Okay. Now, the way the story goes is that there's a centurion, a Roman guard. Okay. And he has a very sick servant. So what does he do? He goes to Jesus. And the first thing that he does is he compares his own capabilities to the capabilities of Jesus. Right. So he says something like, I'm a man under authority and I'm a man with authority. And what he was speaking to was his rank as a Roman officer. Okay. He says, I have authority. Okay. I tell soldiers to go or to come, and they do exactly what I tell them to do. And this is the part where his faith kicks in. And he says to Jesus, you don't have to move from where you are. If you just speak the word, then I know that it's already done. Now, I'm sure in the centurion's head, this was his progression. He thought to himself, my authority comes from Caesar. Okay. Caesar's all the way in Rome. He didn't come down here to give me orders. He only sent word and I obeyed his command. In the same way I give orders to my men, I'm not even in their presence, but they still carry out and do everything that I say. So if I can do this as a mere mortal, if I can do this as a mere man, surely this Jesus, who's supposed to be the Son of God, can do the same thing, right? Surely he can give an order, and whoever he gives this order to is going to believe his command. So he identified God's capabilities by looking at his own. And this is the first step of faith right here. Believing that God can at the very least do what you can do. Okay. So at the very least, God can get up and earn a living. At the very least, God can speak. At the very least, God can give orders. At the very least, God can be faithful to in something small, in something little, right? Now, the reason that he went to Jesus in the first place, okay, was because his servant was sick. Even with all his authority as a Roman officer, he can't heal nobody sick, he can only give orders to these soldiers, okay? So we have to understand that at some point, our authority, our power, our control over a situation comes to an end. Shout out to all my control freaks. I love y'all, okay? This is for you, all right? It's time for us to let some of those things go. The prayer of serenity goes like this. God grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Eventually, we must depend on someone else's help, okay? That's just how it is, okay? We can't control everything. So in this situation, he, the centurion, had to accept that he was powerless and he had to go ask for help. He had the faith to believe that Jesus could do what he couldn't do. That's the second progression of faith, okay? So first progression, God can do at least what I can do. Second progression, God can do what I can't do, okay? And in response to the centurion's faith, Jesus honored his request and healed the servant, okay? All right, now here's where we're trying to get to, all right? This is the point of it all. We're trying to get to this third point. We're trying to get to this third progression of faith. Jesus turns around and he says something to the centurion after he hears about his faith. He says, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. So the centurion believed that God could do what he could do. The centurion believed that God could do what he couldn't do. And then Jesus turns around, God turns around and speaks something into his life. He says, your faith is to the point that I've never seen it before in all of Israel. So the centurion had to basically take God at his word at this point, because obviously he wasn't in the presence of his servant. But after God spoke the words, he went back to where he lived, and the other servants came out to meet him and said, yo, your servant is healed. I don't know what you did. I don't know who you were talking to, but the servant is healed. And when the centurion asked them, well, what time did it happen? It was the exact time that Jesus said it was done. So this was his progression of faith. Okay. Number one, he believed that God could do what he could do, what he could do as a human. God can at least do what I can do. Then he had to believe that God could do what he was incapable of as a human. And then thirdly, he had to take God at his word when he said something about him. So this third and final progression of faith is when you start to take God at his word. God will say that you can do things that seem so far-fetched to you, but you have to believe him. Jesus told the disciples that they could speak to mountains and that the mountains would move for them. He gave his disciples authority to heal the sick and cast out demons. And guess what? They healed the sick and they cast out demons. God has a pattern of speaking great things to people when there is zero evidence that it can actually happen. He called Abraham the father of many nations when he had no kids. He called Moses to speak to a nation when he had a speech impediment. He called Gideon a mighty man of valor when he was hiding in a basement. He called David a king when he had only ever ruled over sheep. This progression of faith, it's on this step, is that the place where God tells you this progression of faith, this place, this part is where God tells you who you really are. And he gives you the goals and the purpose that he has set for your life. Okay? I'm going to say that again because I want it to make sense. This progression of faith is the place where God tells you who you really are and gives you his goals and his purpose for your life. It's very hard to accept sometimes because the things that he asks you to do are so far outside of your comfort zone. But you got to understand this. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So his goals for you may differ from the goals that you have for yourself. His dream and purpose for your life may be way off from what you think they should be. You may have to reassess and start answering some tough questions at this point, okay? Some questions like, do you really trust him? Some questions like, are you willing to start over? Are you willing to let go of something that you hold so dear to make room for what God really has for you? I know how hard it is to believe what God says about you. Why? Because you know you. You know exactly who you are. I heard it on social media. I think it was TikTok. Somebody said, the next person that leaves me, I'm leaving with them because I'm sick of my mess too. Now, clearly that's a joke. But you understand that you know you. You understand all of your faults. You are painfully aware of every shortcoming that you have. And you've watched the pattern of you getting excited over a new opportunity, going hard for a little while, losing steam, and then ultimately giving up. You've seen it happen time and time again. You are aware that when it gets hard, sometimes you quit. You know that it's hard for you to focus on one thing at a time. You know that you get impatient. You know that you haven't always been the most faithful person. You know that you get distracted very, very easily. You are aware of all of your imperfections. So when God tells you all that He has for you, and all the things that He wants you to accomplish, and all of the people that He wants you to touch, it is extremely hard for you to believe that. But here's the crazy part, okay? Settle in for this, okay? Some deep revelation coming your way right now. Here's the crazy part. God knows you too. Mind blown, okay? God knows you better than you know yourself. And guess what? He still chose you. Guess what? He still called you. Guess what? He still wants to use you. Guess what? He still has a purpose. He still has a plan. He still has people that He wants you to impact. You just have to believe what He says about you, even over what you know about yourself. I know it's tough, but listen to me. This is where it goes, okay? When God says that you can speak to mountains and they'll be removed, you believe Him. When He says that you can cast out demons, you believe Him. When He says that you can finish your goals and accomplish your purpose, you believe Him. When He says that you're destined to do great things, you believe Him. When He says that there's things, that these things you shall do and greater, you believe Him. When He says that you're going to impact millions, you believe Him. When He says that millions will flow through you, you believe Him. Believe Him, sis. Believe Him, bro. Believe Him, fam. Believe Him. When He says that you can do something that is so far out of your comfort zone, believe Him. When He says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, believe Him. This year, take God at His word and watch Him transform your life. Remember the progression of faith. We talked about it. Step one is believing that God can at the very least do what you can do. Step two is believing that God can do what you can't do. And then finally, you gotta take God at His word. You gotta believe Him when He says you can do what you can do, okay? Whew, I'm so excited. This year is about to be fire. I love you. Stay tuned for the final thought. What is up, good people? This is Mike Savage, and I wanted to come on and personally thank you for listening to my podcast. Do me a favor. If you enjoyed it, give it 5 stars. If you know somebody who needs to hear this message, share it with them. If you want to keep up with my content, follow me on Instagram at razorsedge_podcast and on Facebook at Savage Lifestyle Solutions. If you want to reach me or book me to speak, reach out to me by my email address, michaelsavagespeaks@gmail.com. I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you. All right, folks, let's wrap this up. Final thought. Break the cycle. Hear me with your heart, because I need us to do this today, okay? You've been through this so many times before. You know what happens next. You can almost set your watch by it. You've seen this movie before. You know that you have to learn something during this cycle so that you can move forward, break it, beat the boss, do whatever you got to do, but you know that you can beat this, okay? So let's break the cycle, okay? Whatever the next step is, don't take it. Whatever the next step is, do something different, okay? You're stuck in the time loop, all right? You know that every decision that you make leads to a certain point. So let's make a different decision. Let's go in a different direction. Let's try something else this year, okay? I love you guys. Break the cycle And remember that you are not a mistake. You, my friend, are a solution. I love you, and I'll see you on the next one.